Maisa Shehoya, certainly a man who married off his daughter came to me with an interesting shaila. It's not easy to marry off a child, especially if he has to give towards not only the chasna, the clothes, but also towards the flat. His daughter had been working for a year or two after the chasna, and she'd earned some money. She told her parents, I'd like to help out with whatever money I have. I mean, I owe everything I have to you. So I want to pay l'chol ha'pochas for the clothes, whatever clothes is necessary to buy. So the parents, very much indebted, thank you very much. L'maisa, the mother went to buy clothes and whatever was necessary for the dowry, for the kala. She got married. During the shel ha'pochas, the kala came to her father and said, Daddy, I've just remembered, I said I was prepared to pay for the clothes which you bought, but I forgot to give you my money. My money's in the bank account. How much is it? I'll give you. I mean, you know, whatever it costs. The father says, I don't know what to answer you. So she says, why? I mean, it costs not £500, not £1,000, a bit more. He said, yes, but I've got a problem. I have to go and ask a shayla. The father came to me and says as follows. I have a very good erlecha son-in-law. My daughter, when she got married, had money which she brought into the chasna. When she got married, mashe konsa isha kona bailo. Basically, the money belongs to the husband. One second. I assure you, I have no doubt that if I would ask my son-in-law, are you masking that your daughter fulfills what she promised me to give me? What's the shayla? I mean, otherwise he wouldn't be suitable for my son-in-law. No question about it. Of course he would be masking. I have no doubt about it. Oh, but I don't feel very comfortable to ask my son-in-law, do you mind? I mean, at the back of his mind, my son-in-law could think, well, my daughter, my wife has got so and so many thousands, whatever it is, and we could very well do with it, especially since sometimes in Eretz Yisrael, more than sometimes, the couple have to undertake part of the mortgage themselves. The parents can't pay for everything. So therefore, the husband, chas v'sholem, no doubt about it, the husband would say to his shver, no problem. But the shver doesn't feel very comfortable about asking him, his son-in-law. So therefore, the shver says to me, the father came to me, and he says, I want to know, min hadin, to whom does the money belong to? Not what debts do my daughter have. She promised to give me, person who promises to pay for this and this and didn't pay, doesn't mean to say that her money belongs to somebody else automatically. I may have a debt, that means okay. So the question is, how do you pay your debt? But that doesn't mean to say that automatically I can go into your pocket and take your money. If the money which my daughter earned as a girl before the chasna belongs to me automatically, like we know, mashekonsa isha kona bailo, do we say mashekonsa bito kona ovio? If it automatically belongs to me, I don't have to say anything to my son-in-law. He doesn't know about it. He doesn't know she's got money. He doesn't have to know about it. She can give me the money quite belish shum safik. But if the money which she earned does not belong to me, if it belongs to her, then I have to go via my son-in-law. I don't say I won't ask him, but I prefer not to ask him. He wants to know, Pialoche, as the advert says, to whom does the money which the kala earns belong to? To whom does it belong to? Does it belong to the husband, to the father, or does it belong to her? She wants to give, she can give, but before the chasna, after the chasna. The question is, do you have to have permission?
The first son is all of the money. Pardon? Just the money that she promised.
Enochanama, but that's not the main problem is, Ms. Tomer, if she would give all the money, it also would not cover all the cost of all the clothes. Yeah, we're not talking here that she's been working for 10 years and she's a, yeah. So let's start off, the nakuda of the shayla is, there's a Mishnah in Bav Metzia, which you've all learned in Daf Yud Beis. Metzias benoy ubitoy haktanim. The Metzia of his benoy ubitoy haktanim, hare elu shaloi. Metzias benoy ubitoy hagduilim, hare elu shalohen. Clear cut. A metzia of a benoy bito hagedolim belongs to the children. In the Gemara, we have a machlokes amoroim. What does benoi ubitoi hagdoilim mean? Shmuel asks a question. Mipnei ma omru metzias koten la'oviv. Why does the metziah of a child, a koten, belong to the father? Says the Gemara. Shebesho shemoitzo meritzo etzel oviv ve'einoi me'achra biyodoi. A child finds a metziah, brings it straight to his father. Brings it straight to his father. He doesn't keep it by himself. Why? Because the father knows how to look after it. The Gemara continues that Rabbi Yochanan argues. Rabbi Yochanan says, when the Mishnah says that there is Metzias Benoi HaKotn and Metzias Benoi HaGodol, Loi Godol Godol Mamish, Veloi Kotn Kotn Mamish. So what's the definition of Godol? Elo Godol V'somuch Al Shulchan Oviv Zehu Kotn. If the child is somuch al shulchan aviv, then the metziah belongs to the father. Why? Says Rashi, mishum eva. Mishum eva, it belongs to the father. The father is supporting the child. Therefore, automatically, whatever he earns belongs to the father. Koten ve'enu is somuch al shulchan aviv. Should it be such an instance, however it is, that the koten is not somuch al shulchan aviv, then the halach is that it belongs to the child. So therefore, Rabbi Yochanan comes with a new concept of cotton and godel. Cotton is dependent on who is somuch al shulchan aviv. He could be 20 years old, but if he is somuch, he gets food. He eats from his father's house. That is his metziah belongs to the father. If he is a godel, a godel somuch al shulchan aviv, and a cotton, should he be 10 years old, but his father is not supporting him, his metziah does not belong to the father. Lehalocha, we pasken like Rabbi Yochanan, not like Shmuel. We pasken, even though Shmuel says a koten meritza etzel oviv mishum eva, we pasken like Rabbi Yochanan. That's what the Rishonim and Shulchan Aruch paskens. Lemaisa, the metzias benoi ubitoi hasmuchim al shulchanoi, af al pi shehen gedoilim hare elu shalai. Stage number one: whatever a child metzia, we have to here differentiate between metzia and what we're soon going to speak about, Masi Yedeim. It could be a difference. We are not talking about Metziah. But by Metziah, that is the halacha. Clear cut, whatever a child who is somuch al shulchan aviv finds belongs to the father. Pardon? That's not called a Metziah. The question is a lotto considered Masi Yodov, that if he wouldn't have put the money inside, he wouldn't have got anything? So first of all, let's see what's the halacha of Masi Yodov, and then we'll get into lotto. Should he earn? A godel has somuch al shulchan aviv. A godel has somuch is considered a cotton if he's somuch al shulchan aviv. Tosfos in various places in Bava Metzia Daf Yud Beis, in Eruvin Daf Ein Tes, asks a kasha. Tosfos says there's a mishnah in Eruvin. If a person wants to make shitufei mevois, that means you have chatzeres to be able to carry in the movri, which the chatzeres are open, then you can make what's called, we would call the Eruv Chatzeres, in a Mavi, it's called Shitufa Mavoi, it's an Eruv in a Mavi. Then you have to be Mezake, the Eruv, to all the people who live there. Says the Mishnah, if you want to be Mezake it, so Meniach Esachovis, the Oime Harezel Kol Bnei HaMavi, this belongs to everybody, but someone's got to be Zeiche. Who's going to be Zeiche? Says the Mishnah, Umezake Lohem Alidei Bnoi Ubitoi HaGedoilim. Says Rabbeinu Tam, since we pasken light Rabbi Yochanan, you can't give it to your 20-year-old son who is eating in your house. Because if we say that Benoi Ubita Gdolim, the Metziah which they find, belongs to the father, says Rabbeinu Tam, Din Koten, Dinoi Ke Koten, this child, Benoi Hagdolim, is Dinoi Ke Koten, Ve Yodoi Ki Adoviv. If I put away an Eruv and I lift it up, for everybody it doesn't help. Why? Because Lemaisa, I've got to be Zoicha for somebody else. I've got to give it to somebody else to be Zoicha. So if I give it from one hand to the other hand, and this hand should be Zoicha for everybody, it doesn't help.
He says he does the father saying that they want to be Zoicha.
Well, Seb, we haven't got that yet. Well, soon, you're saying very good. We'll soon get that. The Weiler, this is what Rabbeinu Tam says. Says Rabbeinu Tam, that if I want to be mezake to all the people who live here, I can't do it through Benoi Ubito HaGedoilim, who are somuch al shulchanoi, says the Loshen of Rabbeinu Tam, the Dinoi Ke Koten, the Yodoi Ke Yadoviv, Mamish belongs to the father, but it's the Yadoviv is okay. That's the Maaseh Rabbeinu Tam says, if he's somuch al shulchanoi. Why is the reason why? Benoya Samoch HaShulchan, it belongs to the father. So Rashi and all the Rishonim say, Mishum Eva. Is the Sman, Shulchan Aruch says an expression, V'nire yoshor lechachomim leshalim hatoiv le'oise imoy toiv. Chazal saw it's correct to pay good for a person who does do good. Shemezin oisoy afal pisha in a chayv lefarnos, even the father's not mechuyev. Kiyem ad sheishonim. And nevertheless, he supports him after 6 years old. That's the reason why he gets it. Lemaisa, the explanation, Mishum Evo, or HaKoras HaToiv, is that the child who's, even though he's grown up, Samoch HaShulchan Aruch belongs to the father. Says the Nemuki Yosef, that the Rishonim argue on Rabbeinu Tam. I'll just throw in another shaila I've just remembered, and I don't want to discuss it now, but it's a shaila which is a father, a chosen comes to the chasna. The Rav says, is this your ring? Yes. Why is this your ring? You bought it? I bought it. I'm a yeshiva bocher. My mother bought it. Where did your mother buy it for? My father gave the money. And how is it yours? My father gave it me. Very nice. If we say a father gives something to the child, is yad, and he's samuch al shulchanoi, then this ring belongs to, in essential, the father gives the ring from one hand to the other hand. How does the ring belong to the chosen? And ochen ve'rachmon el islan, if the father is the one who's going to remember the kaddish this color. And the question, that's another shaila which is dependent on this. Rabbeinu Tam holds, mamish yodoi, the yad of the child is like the father. The Nemuki Yosef and the Ramban, they bring various Rishonim who argue on Rabbeinu Tam. They say it's true that Rabbi Yochanan says, God la samoch al shluchonoi, dinei kekoten, that's only as far as a metzia is concerned. Why? There we find a svar of Eva. Eva, I'm giving you so much food, l'chol ha'boch as a metzia you find, give me back. He says, because the ma'isa, I'm giving you so much. Says the Rishonim, but if the father, midaitoi, gives a present, or rather, midaito is mezake the eruv through his son to other people, there's no chisoron of Eva here. Because the father, Lamaisa, he's the one who is being mezake to other people through this son. In such an instance, avada gevis, we say the child has a yad. The father says, I want you to have it. It's a big nafkamine according to these Rishonim. How is a child mekayim arba minim? B'yom arishin shel sukkos. You have to have lochem. If the child buys it, very nice. Where do you have money from? Who gave it that one meaning? Even if the father gives him, what do you say? I'm matonam laslahachse. All these matonam laslahachse only helps that I'm going to make sure I'm going to get it back. But who, lemaisa, why does it belong to, why does the matona belong to the child? How is his oicha? According to these Rishonim, the father says, I want to give it to you. And we also have to understand how it works. But lemaisa, that's how, the lider, that's how these Rishonim say, not like Rabbi Tam, okay? So lemaisa, this shit of Rabbeinu Tam is basically what is, I don't want to use the expression causing the problems, but the Rabbeinu Tam says mefurish yodoy, there is a Machne Ephraim who explains the shit of Rabbeinu Tam, and he says if the cotton is a godel hasamoch al shulchan aviv, the lotion of Rabbeinu of the Machne Ephraim is matono shenosnu lo acherim harihi shel aviv kamoi mitziyosoi. If somebody should give a present to the child, it belongs to the father the same as a mitziyah which the child finds. Even if the father gives him a present, he's not zoicha. The yodui ki ad aviv, choshiv. His hand is considered as an extension of the hand of the father. It hasn't gone out of the hand of the father. The Machne Ephraim explains Shittas Rabbeinu Tam, it's mamish, another hand of the father. He has no capabilities at all of being zoicha, not only as far as Eruv is concerned, nor as far as anything is concerned.
How does the father make the child independent then, if he can't ever give him anything?
After, you can give it to him, it doesn't mean it has to be lochem. You can give it to him, but the question is, where you have to have halachically, it's lochem. It belongs to him. Yontev Rishon Shel Sukkos, he has to have lochem. There you have a problem. To him, the Kaddish wife, it has to be yours, that's the problem. But to give him money to make business, what's the problem? You don't halachically have to have that it belongs to him. But I have another question. When we say, and this is big enough, Kamina, when we say that the child picks up, the child, I'm talking about a 20-year-old child, picks something up, and a betzia, which that's from Fusha Mishnah, belongs to the father. How does it belong to the father? Do we say, Alamdu Shechakira, do we say, the child picks it up, he is Zoicha, but the halacha says that what you receive, you have to give to your father, and now it goes to the father. Oh no. The child doesn't have a yad. Like you take a 6-month-old baby, lift something up, he hasn't got seichel, he hasn't got nothing. Do we say that the child picks something up, a 20-year-old son who is somoch al shulchan aviv, it belongs to the father because the child isn't zoicha bechal, it goes directly to the father. There is a tshuva zekan aroin, and also a beis Ephraim, who they say that Rabbeinu Tam, when he says, pshat in Rabbi Yochanan, that a godla somoch al shulchan aviv, mitzios il aviv, the eloshin is, eina kavona de mitchilo zocho behen aben. It doesn't mean to say the child is zoicha, the achakach, avua minei kozochi, and afterwards the father is zoicha from the child. Elo akavona de mitchilo zocho ho'av, that the father is zoicha, mishum de smuchim al shulchonoi, ein leben shum yad. He hasn't got any yad at all. The yodom ki yad avyeh. Which means basically, the child doesn't start being zoicha. It belongs straight away to the father. This would be very good in our instance. If we would say that lamaisa, this kala, what she is zoicha, she was somoch al shulchan aviyah, she ate from her father the whole time, whatever she earned, although we haven't got any clear cut about ma'aseh yodem, where we have a legabe metziah, we have if somebody gives a present to this, a daughter or a son who is somoch al shulchan aviyah, it belongs to the father according to Rabbeinu Tam. So the question is, how do we look at if the ma'aseh yodem? Says the Ramah, there's a mefurash of Ramah, in choshem mishpat simin reishayim. The Ramah says that im bonov hagidolim asmuchim al shulchonoi hirvichu bischoiro mefurish. They worked. Oy bemelocha hare elu shel ha'ov. Belongs to the father. So I understand everybody's going to ask me, so what are you talking about? What's the shir about? It's a mefurish Ramah that whatever a child who is somuch al shulchan aviv earns belongs to the father. It's a Ramah. Maybe a Ben Sforad will say, well, maybe the Machaba argues, but the Ramah, that's what the Ramah says. The Maisa, the Darki Moshe says, the Mekor of this Ramah is a Bes Yosef, B'Shem de Balaitu. And the Ben Grayas from the Maisa, as I says, the Machne Ephraim, and I'll bring you a Raya from a Ramban. Maisa Shehoyo Kachoyo. Reuven set up his son in business. How did he set him up? Reuven went to Shimon and said, please take my son in to work for you. How much? So and so much a year. The son worked for 2 months. After 2 months, the son says, that's the end of the story, I don't want to work anymore. Don't want to work anymore. So the Shoyel who asked the Ramban Shaila is, does the son have to continue to mekayim the tnai of his father, since Lamaisa, the father, hasn't got the right to maase yodayim shel benoi, only maase yodayim shel bitoi. We find that the father can say, es biti nosati l'ish hazeh. A father can marry off his daughter. A father has the right to the maase yodayim of his daughter. Does he also have a right to the maase yodayim of his son? We don't find such a thing. That a father can say, this is my son, says that's the Shoel as the Ramban. The Ramban says, if he is somuch al shulchan aviv, Lemaisa midrabonon he is zoicha bemetzia ube maase yodov and in all his work, whatever he does, that's what the Ramban says. Lemaisa that the father can say to the son, you have to work, and it's a big nafkamina, as we will soon see. We shouldn't know about such tzaras. Lo yoleinu Hashem yishmereinu. If a person becomes an ovel, he's not allowed to work. He's not allowed to earn money. What's the halacha if a person becomes an ovel? Can his son, who is somuch al shulchani, work? Because if the money which the son earns belongs to the father, he's also got a problem. Be'ez Hashem. Hopefully we'll get there. Big nafkemina. Lemaisa. It's not standard working. It's not standard, it's the earnings. There's a big problem, No. There's also earning. Also earning. There's a big nafkemina. Lo'yaleinu, the wife. Mamish kulal male pligi. How does the wife continue? I don't know how it goes here, but they have to say, they have such problems, mamish yoyim yoyim. How can the wife who is a teacher, how can the wife who is a gananet continue to work when loyaleinu husband sitting shiva? It's not just the working. Lemaisa, let's continue to a similar story. which if it wouldn't have been written, I wouldn't have mentioned it. It's a Tshuvas Marashdam. The Marashdam had a Maisa. I'm giving the names because that's what's brought down the Marashdam. But this is what's called a classic case, because the Marashdam speaks about it, and the Shittim Ukubetzes has got the Tshuvas, Rabbi Tzalel Ashkenazi also speaks about it. Maisa Shehoi Kachayo. Reuven Ben Yankev was a grown-up son, Somuch Al Shulchan Aviv. His father was called Yaakov, and the son was called Reuven. Reuven, he lemaisa was misasek, teaching Talmidim, and he earned a lot of money. And he bought, with this money, clothes. Afterwards, he had a lot of money, he bought a little shifcha. He needs somebody to polish his shoes. He bought a little shifcha. The father didn't say anything. As days progressed, Reuven married a young lady who his father Yaakov was not in agreement to. Wasn't masking. As the Loshen is, Shaloi Bahaskomas Oviv. Yaakov took the shifcha and says, she is to do what's to do. Sponge for me, to clean the house for me and to work for me. Why? He says, she belongs to me. Since you, my dear son Reuven, have been eating in my house for all your life, everything you have belongs to me, the shifcha included. Says the son, no. This shifcha I worked for. I earned money. And you have had a moichel. Because so much so, till today I haven't mentioned a word about all my earnings. I've been earning money for years and years. The Marashdam is done whether Chazal were mezakeh to the father just metzias benoi, or also what the child earns. And he mentions a svara, if the father kept quiet, efshes mechila, that's not mechila. The loshen of the Marashdam, that he kept quiet, was mitoich pikchus, chochme, loy mitoich mechila. Why was the pikchus? He kept quiet in order that a son should earn more money. If the son knows that whatever he earns belongs to the father, lama li velavoid azois. So he kept quiet.
Pikchus. If he's earning money, he's not dependent on the father.
Oh, yeah, he ate everything by the father.
He's only eating, he's not dependent.
Yeah, he ate by his
son. Why is he eating it for?
Is it the father wants him to?
The Marashdam finishes off that since various Rishonim pasken like Rabbeinu Tam, which Rabbeinu Tam says, whatever the son earns belongs to the father, we've got a machloikas. And if there's a machloikas, so we go after who is the muhsin. And here comes the crux, which is a gewaldige yesod, which people don't know about. Says Rabbeinu, says the Marashdam, we go after chazaka. We always know, if you've got a machloikas, it's chazaka. Since this child, this Reuven, this son with the shifcha were living in the house of Yaakov the father, being in his house, he is muhsik in this wife, in this shifcha. Muhsik doesn't mean you're holding it. Since she was in his house, he is considered muhsik, and therefore lemaisa belongs to him. You can't say he's tam chaptit. That's not the chazoka. Since she lived, so therefore lemaisa, he says, father. The father is muhsik, because he's living in his house. If it would be another house, he wouldn't. I'll tell you a big enough minute soon. So in our case, it would be a nachmina. The daughter earned money. Where is this money which the daughter earned? I asked a few yungalite, not this person who asked me, does your daughter earn money? Yes. Where's the money? She always gives the money to put aside for her. Ask somebody else, where's the money? Whatever else she wants, I should put it aside for her. Ask somebody else, where's the money? Where's the money? She opened the bank account. She put it in the bank account. If the money is in the bank account, the father's not muhsik. If the money is by the father, he's muhsik. Again, if it's clear, clear cut, that whatever she earns belongs to the father, who cares where it is? But if, as the Marashdam says, it could be totally on this machloikas, whether we pass like Rabbeinu Tam or not, then we go b'sa chazaka. If the money is by the father, he's muhsik. Rabbi Tzalel Ashkenazi, the Baal HaShita Mekubetzes, mamesh the same shaila, was asked as the Tshuvas Marashdam. And he brings raya's backwards and forwards. I see the watch is going a bit too quick, but anyway, Lamaisa, he argues with the Marishdam. And he says, since the father did not say this shivcha, I'm not maskim. On the contrary, he chapped the shivcha after the son married his wife without the haskoma of the father. And when the son married the wife, the son was already not somuch al shulchan aviv. Now you chap a shivcha. You can't chap it now. That's what the Shita Mekubetzer says. And he says even furthermore so, even Rabbeinu Tam, who Rabbeinu Tam says, a cotton, a godla, somuch al shulchan aviv, not only mitziosa, even masiyodov, he says, the Gemara in Eiruvin, where the Gemara says you can't be mezak in Eiruv to such a child, is because you can't be mezak in Eiruv to other people. That a godla somuch al shulchan aviv, his son, his 20-year-old son, who somuch al shulchan aviv, should have a yad to be zoicha for other people, that's what Rabbeinu Tam says he can't do. But for the zoicha for himself, of course he can. There's two things. One, to be zoicha for yourself. On that, Rabbeinu Tam doesn't argue. He says that he doesn't have a koyach to be zoicha for other people. The Shvus Yankov was asked a similar shaila. There was a machloikes between a son-in-law and his shver before the chasna. What was the machloikes? During, when one writes the Tanoim, the Kala brings in money to the chasna. And you have to write down how much it is. Because it could be nafka minis, lemaise, if chas v'sholom something happens, whether she gets it back or not. There was an argument between the shver and the son-in-law as far as writing the amount which the Kala had earned in the shtar Tanoim. What's the machloikas? Because there is something called takonas shum. People don't know what shum means. Shum is Rosh Hashanah, Speire, Remise, Uremise, Magenze. Shin is Speire, it's a town in Germany. Uremise, Uremise, and Worms and Magenze. Takona Shum, these three towns, they made a takona that if during the first year after the Chasna, Chas v'sholem, the wife, the Kala, should die without any children, then the father gives all the money back. Or the chosin gives all the money back to the father or to the yorshim. And if she dies in the second year, he gives half of the nadin back. The sahaloch and shulchan aruch, takonas shum it's called. Takonas shum of these three towns. Chas v'sholem, we shouldn't be la maisa, but that's a takona. I had this maisa once somebody asked me, twice somebody asked this maisa, la maisa. Anyway, the husband, la maisa, said to the father, you didn't give any money. You want to write this money in? The chosin says, if you write this money in, should my kala die, I'm going to lose out on it. He's already worried now, his kala might die. So he said, he doesn't want to be written in the tekona. He said, you didn't earn it. Your daughter earned it. So, and whatever she brings to the chasna, that has nothing to do with you. Therefore, why should you write it into this tanoim? The father says, since my daughter was somach al shulchani, therefore I have the zchus. The Shvus Yankov is done in this, and Lamaise he goes by Ariches, and Lamaise he says, I cannot be Machria, but I have a Raya, the Masi Yodom belongs to, the Masi Yodim belongs to the son from a certain Gemara. I'll go upon him according to the way the Shvus Yankov learns, in the way, in our instance, if she got married and the husband has already been Zoycha the money, then Lamaise, the husband is considered Muxik. The husband is considered Muxik. The Oruch HaShulchan comes to a big chiddush. He says, the Rama says, a big chiddush, I don't want to go into the reasons because it's getting late, it is already late, but the Rama says, you know, that whatever she earns, Masi Odeh, that belongs to the father. Says the Oruch, which means, what's the Shaila? Says the Oruch HaShulchan, do you know what Pshat in the Rama is? I'll tell you. Whatever the son who is somach al shulchan aviv earns when he deals with the properties of his father belongs to the father. But whatever the son earns because he's dealing in his own dealings is nothing to do with the father. The Ramah's not talking about that. Mamish. A new story. But that's what the Oruch HaShulchan learns pshat in the Ramah. He brings eyes. I don't want to go into that now. There is... What? No, the son is working. I have worked, and your property, I've got profits for you. Why shouldn't I earn it? No, I earned it. In other words, there's two parties. The Karen is yours, and I did the work. So who earns it? But where the son, he's got his own dry cleaning business, why should the father have anything to do with it? There's no question about it. There's no more about that. The Rav Zsolti, the Ratzadik Levrocha, speaks about this, and after various chakiras, he says what the father is zoyche b'masyedayim of the child is only once he's received it. Before it comes to the father, it belongs to the son. Which means to say, it's a big chiddush, because in our instance, if the father didn't get it yet, lemaisa, what we take on is, like I mentioned before, there's a halacha in Hilchas Smochos in Yeridea that Jor and Ovel Loyolenu, Jor in Kisavelus, is not allowed to work. And the Issa to work is also Albonov Ubeloisov Shemasi Yedeim Sheloi. That's the Lamaisa was Shteyden Shuchanor. If the earnings of the child who is Somochal Shuchanoi belongs to the father, says Shuchanor, they can't work either. The Ma'asham brings various who want to argue. If the son says, I don't want. Not to go into that now. There's another halacha. There's a halacha in Hilchas Tzedaka. Osa litin tzedaka lebonov shel osher. The gedolim samochal shulchan aviyem. And if the samochal shulchan aviyem, it's clearly you're giving money to an osher. You can't give money tzedaka to an osher. Again, it belongs to them. There's a halacha in Hilchas Ribis. It's also to give money or a present to a son who is somochal shulchan aviv, that he should speak to his father, he should give me a loan. Like I can't give Reuven money, he should give me a loan, because it's Ribis. I can't give Reuven's son money. Listen, if you can put in a word for me, I'll give you some money, put in a word to your father, he should give me a loan. Why? If the son is somochal shulchan aviv, that means to say that a maisa, I am paying who? The father. So I'll kupon him aloch la maisa. Let's finish off now, it's late. Lemaisa, money which benoi hagodoil or bitoy hagdoila, who are somochal shulchanim, earn for themselves, the Ramah says hakul shayach lav. It all belongs to the father, and we know that where the Ramah Stam says he doesn't bring in the machlokes, then you can't say, well, maybe I want to paskin like another shitter. There's such a svara in Choshen Mishpat Kimli. I hold like somebody else. You can't say Kimli, where even if there's a machloikas. If the Ramah says Yesh Oimrim, there's something else. If he says it's the Halacha, it's the Halacha. So in such an instance, a Kala, who has not managed to give the money to her father, which she earned for the Chasna, which she said she would give, now, even after the Chasna, if she wants to give it to the father, without telling the husband, L'chur, we should pass him like the Ramah. That the father, Lemaisa, can take the money from his daughter, without telling his son-in-law, because Lemaisa, it belongs to him. But many Achposkim argue with the Ramah, and they say that the money belongs to the son. And some say that even the Ramah himself is only speaking about money which the child, Lemaisa, earned when he was working in the father's business, or things to do with the father, but not his own money. And if so, if the child earned for himself, the Ramah would also be asking that the money belongs to the child. So if so, the daughter herself was zoicha the money. If she was zoicha the money, it belongs to the chosn. What am I going to say? There's a machloikas. So what's a machloikas? It depends on who's muhsik. Fine. If it's dependent on who's muhsik, so here we have to know, where is the money of this daughter lying? Did the daughter give it to the father to look after, and then he can keep it, because it's a machloikas, and he's a muhsik. If the daughter has it in a bank account, the father's not a muhsik. He can't take it without permission from the son-in-law. So the chokhmah, if anybody has a grown-up daughter, is to tell the daughter, don't open a bank account, leave the money by me.